Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. It's a joy, pleasure, and privilege to have you join me today. And I would like to share today and tomorrow a short message with, I trust, very familiar passages of Scripture entitled, You Are a Royal Priesthood. And I'd like to share Scripture found in 1 Peter, the 2nd chapter, verse 5, where the apostle says, Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, an holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. And as I share what I trust will be very familiar passages of Scripture, I want us to focus and meditate upon what the Lord is telling us through these scriptures. Sometimes scripture becomes so familiar to us, we read over it, we hear it, and we don't really ponder the deep significance and revelation that is in that passage. We're all guilty of it. I'm guilty of it. We just kind of mentally turn off for a little bit. But beloved, we have to understand the tremendous privilege God has given us. Let me share a few verses further in verse 9 and 10. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should shew forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but now are the people of God. That's us, folks. We had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Ephesians 4:4 tells us, and let me just take a moment to read that. There is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. So Ephesians is just telling us now there is just one body. There's only one church. People may differ in their opinion of that, but as far as God is concerned, there's only one body of believers on this earth. Somewhere down this walk of time, and soon now, we are going to have to begin to come out of man-made churchianity and begin to proclaim Jesus Christ is the head of his church. You know, as when I was a younger Christian, and even mature as I am now, I wonder at the amazing number of denominations there are within the Christian realm, the Christian world, if you will. I remember years ago when we had regular services, we had to do, what was it, the Christian copyright license. They had to be renewed if you're using overheads. Anyway, there were like I don't know how many. You had to mark your denominational preference. And I understand why denominations were formed, but somehow it saddens me, and maybe I trust it might sadden the heart of God, that we can simply not agree on Holy Scripture. You know, in our fellowship years ago, and I've said this, I don't know, time and time again, well, we can agree to disagree. Well, that sounds very noble. However, Jesus tells us in his word that we're to have the mind of Christ. And Jesus isn't schizophrenic. He's not double-minded. And I believe as we grow into the maturity of Christ Jesus, into a mature, manifested son and daughter of God, I believe we're going to start thinking the same. Why? Because we're going to be surrendered to God. We're going to be yielded and Christ will truly be the head of the body. He's the head. Our head controls our mental functions. Isn't that true? Well, so it is with Christ's body. And as we allow the work of the Holy Spirit to do that in our lives, we will have the simplicity of the early church. Now, I'm not talking about a one world church. And there's efforts made, the World Council of Churches. Let's all get together. I'm not talking about merging Catholicism and evangelical Protestantism and the Muslim faith. I'm not talking about a one world church. I am talking about a spiritual organism where we begin to see that Jesus is truly the head. We're told in Ephesians 5:23, Christ is the head of the church, his body, and he is the savior of the body. We are told in Colossians that the body of Christ and the church are one and the same. Colossians 1:18 says, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Praise God. And then in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, and I won't read all of those verses 12 through 27, it says in verse 27, now are ye members of Christ and members in particular. Verse 25 says that there should be no schism in the body, but that all members should have the same care one for another. And when one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or when one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. There are many members in the body of Christ. And also, it's important to understand as we read that passage of Scripture that every member has a position, a function to perform, just like every cell in our body. We're likened to lively stones, each stone building the temple of the Lord, a habitation not made with hands for the Spirit of the Lord. And as believers, we are members of the same body. We are also priests unto our God. In the Old Testament, the tribe of Levi and the members of Aaron's family were set aside to be priests to ancient Israel. And the priests were given special privileges. They had even a special coat of dress. And they stood in a separate position between God and the people of Israel. These priests alone could enter the holy place. And if you recall, the high priest was allowed only once a year on the Day of Atonement to enter in to the holiest of all, into the Holy of Holies, in the very presence of God, once a year. And they were the only ones who could offer the sacrifices as were outlined and set forth in the Mosaic Law. But beloved, with Jesus Christ and the new covenant that he established in his blood, everything changed. Through Jesus Christ, you and I, every individual believer who has accepted Jesus as their Savior and as their Lord, are made kings and priests unto our God. Just think of that. What is a king? Well, we can relate in the natural, especially in ancient times, centuries ago, there were kings, there were queens, especially in the history of England. There still is a monarchy that is operational in Great Britain. But they have delegated authority. They used to, in the Middle Ages, that it was from God, and at least that is what they believed. And then it says we are priests, which means that we fulfill the same kind of function that the Old Testament priests did. And not only were they called on to offer sacrifices, but as priests, they were interceding and to pray for God's people. And that was true. Actually, the prophets especially had that ministry, not only of a prophet, of speaking to the people, but also as an intercessor. Remember what Samuel said, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. Revelation 1:5-6 says, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. In the Old Testament, the priests had a duty of offering the sacrifices. They were very specific. They were very exact. There was a precision to what they were to do at various times of the day during the various feasts of the Lord. And it usually consisted, there were some meal offerings, but usually it consisted of an animal sacrifice. An animal was slain at the altar. But did you ever stop to realize that if we really are kings and priests unto the Lord, we're kings in that we can, through prayer, beloved, that's what you have to get a hold of, that you can affect by prayer the destiny of in the lives of individuals, the destiny of nations. God wondered there was no man to stand in the gap. We have that ability to affect the literal world around us through prayer. And also, in terms of priests, we can offer to the Lord spiritual sacrifice. And on tomorrow's broadcast, I would like to share with you the offerings that we as believer priests are privileged to offer. But I'll save that for tomorrow. And as this broadcast is coming to a conclusion, I must pause and, as I usually do, give an invitation for those who are listening. If you have prayer needs, this is a ministry of prayer, intercession, and correspondence. We have been ministering for 52 years now. Brother Glass, my husband, started in the ministry in 1965, and radio, daily radio, in 1965. So it is one of our greatest, has been for Brother Glass, and now for me, a greatest a privilege, a sacred trust before the Lord to stand as an intercessor with God's people. So I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. And if you send an email, I will confirm receipt. I certainly will pray. But if you would like to receive a letter, that's where the ministry takes place, scripture, a word from the Lord, whatever, that I would ask for your mailing address, which would never be shared. Anyway, thank you so much for joining me today. I will close for now with my love and appreciation for all of you. I pray for you all every day. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.